jets are enabled as C1 and C2 for roll. Off. Pitching you are off. And Houston, ready for pan camera to stand by and stereo and power and all those good deal things whenever you are.
Roger, America. We're standing by.
Okay.
Okay, Ron, you can go pan camera standby.
Camera is... Hey, good morning, Robert. How's it going?
Real fine, real fine. Lousy weather, but we're all here.
Okay. Let's see. Pan camera. That's verify standby. Okay, it's going up to stereo. Turn the old power switch on. The RH is still in high altitude.
You may be interested, we just woke up the Challenger, or maybe they woke us up. I guess they gave us a song here from there first, and they're all fine, and they're in their service checklist getting ready for Athens.
Hey, great. Okay, I gotta get my prep for transfer ready here. You know, kind of last night and also this morning as I was flying across the backside of the moon here, I've been thinking a little bit. And I wonder, it seems like the Aristotelian age craters, you know, the ones that are fairly, fairly fresh, you know, they're not Copernican, they don't have rays and this type of thing, but they're fairly fresh in their slumping characteristics on the inside and this type of thing, but they all seem to have, Mare floor, you know, a flat Mare floor, volcanic type floor in the thing. And I wonder if there's anybody that's kind of come up with a theory at all that maybe you had a liquid mantle during the Eratosthenian era, the formation of the moon. Well, and those craters at that point in time were penetrating that liquid mantle.
Roger, Ron, that's a good thought. You get kind of the feeling like you're seeing, like out at Hawaii, where craters like stick up out of the ocean, and you see the walls of the craters and the ocean up in amongst them. Is that the kind of feeling you get?
That's not me, because I don't know for sure what you mean. I guess the feeling I was getting is that most of the Aristotelian age craters all have some sort of a mound, a domical structure down in the bottom of the crater, you know, even the smaller ones, some of the 30, 50 kilometer class, you know, have either a flat floor, they look volcanic on the floor. Some of the bigger ones, of course, they're definitely volcanic. Lava flows on the floor of these big craters. The slumping of the walls is not as fresh as a Copernican age crater, but you know, it's not all beat up either. The walls, crater walls, have the slumping coming down through there, and it's still fairly fresh in the slumping, but you don't have any rays showing up on the outside of the crater. So they're kind of Aristotelian age.
Roger, copy.
And all of the craters that are that age have the Mare fill in them, you know?
Roger.
Like there must have been some volcanic activity during that period of time.
I guess my feelings were, Ron, that what I was trying to say is that... If you had a liquid mantle and the crater sticking up through it, you might have the Mare not only on the floor of the crater, but the Mare would be on the exterior walls of the crater. You'd see a high water mark along the exterior, wouldn't you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Now you had to have some sort of a solid crust And then the impact hit the solid crust and broke through the crust and got down into the liquid mantle.
Okay, now I got you, right.
That's the operation I was thinking about.
Right, I got you.
Yeah. No, but it would have to be a relatively thin crust.
Right, I understand.
Okay, I've got the temporary storage bags all set. Remove the rope from the decon bags. I need two, one bag of ropes in there. Put those, right hand. Yeah, okay, that's in the right hand temporary storage bag.
Okay, Ron, you're coming up on 1 minute to pan camera T start. I'll call you at 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, 30 seconds T start time.
Okay, I'll see if we start at, excuse me, I got a piece of can in my mouth. 8:41. Camera will go to operate. 40. Mark it. 41.
Roger, got it.
Bob, if you want to keep your eye on the clock for me, I'll...
I'll cue you. Just forget the pan camera, and I'll cue you about a minute prior to pan camera stop.
Okay. This jet bag is full of junk. I don't know if I can get through the tunnel. Okay, stow the old rope in the right hand, temporary right hand. Okay, that's fine. Did that. Decon bag straps from top of A2 and hang. L3, okay, that's the way it's been for a long time. Remove two jet bags. Vacuum bag and the vacuum cable from A2. Okay, the cable's already in the bag. Empty jet bag, the vacuum bag and the cable in the left hand, temporary storage of there last night. That's in there. Okay, let's see. So the empty jet bag, oh, I did that. Okay, replace remaining jet bag on A2 and load with falling. Okay, A9 is empty, so I got that. People bags. Oh, those are the empty ones. Boy, and yet we got some extra ones on here. Heat flow experiment. Did a good job, and now it's going down the tubes. Okay, it's in the bag. And the helmet shield. WGs. Next one, okay, that's all four of them. Alright, could take that one off.
Okay, Ron, when you can reach up, we'd like high gain auto.
High gain to,